Thou biddeth the maiden farewell, and headed forth towards Gwyn's shining keep. Thou wert quickly daunted by a puzzling impasse. The road ahead wast broken, thine path unclear, but thou wert resourceful and cunning in thine approach. With agility and grace, thou climbed a buttress to an adjoining sanctum, and hoisted thyself through a shattered window. The cathedral was fraught with white-clothed foes, but they proved nay an adversary for thee. Thou madest thine way down to the chancel, and foundest there a most intriguing sight. Hanging there, for all to see, wast an enormous canvas bespattered with a most peculiar image. The paint was most fluid in its appearance, like a living thing. In a moment of naive curiosity, thou reached thine outstretched hand and touched the silken cloth. In nary a blink of an eye thou art taken. Thine body, hauled through the very canvas, was cast upon a foreign land, a cold and dreadful place. With nay choice but to press on, thou battled thine way through the painted world, past craven hollow and vicious harpy, through the phalanx legion and the gutter, teeming with merciless spoke-bound foe. At last, and with nary a breath to spare, thou foundest thine way to the core of the strange land, a small arena, shrouded by a fog-clad gate. As thou stepped inside, thou wert greeted by a beastly woman, swathed in fur and frightfully tall.
Who art thou? One of us thou art not. If thou hast misstepped into this world, plunge down from the plank and hurry home. If thou seekest I, thine desires shall be requited not. Thou must returneth whence thou came. This land is peaceful, its inhabitants kind, but thou dost not belong. I beg of thee, plunge down from the plank and hurry home. 'Tis not oft that I am met with such passionate distrust, and less oft still to be accused of a maligning tongue. Pray tell, what reason hath thee to doubt me so? These accusations, nay, these libelous charges, canst not be true. The children of Ariamas wouldst never behave in a manner so uncouth. Dost thou seriously expect me to believe such slanderous lies, that thou wast attacked, besieged even? These marks, could it be a defacement left by the harpy's claw? I see. If the scars thou bearest are truly inflicted by the hand of my kinsfolk, then I must accept the charges. Forgive me, outsider. I had no idea the creatures of this land had fallen into such animus. It seems I have grown reclusive of late. My deepest regrets and sincerest apologies to thee for thy troubles. My name is Priscilla, and I am at thine service. In fact, if thou art amenable, wilt thou allow me to pay recompense for the injuries sustained to thee?
If thou art amenable, doest what she says, headeth towards chapter 6. If thine business here is finished, thou shalt find chapter 7 more to thine liking.